Hey guys, it's Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I am going to talk about productivity and a little bit more about focus. So when it comes to being creative, if you follow me and you know me, then you know that I don't have a problem when it comes to creating this stuff. That is not the issue. And I'm always going to continue to create multiple things. I'm always going to bake and write and build and draw and play. I'm always going to do all, that's never going to stop. I'm never going to say I am only going to be a writer. There's no way. If you look at any of my social media platforms, they're all varied. That's how I am. I've been that way since I was little. It's not going to stop. And I have no interest in changing. None. I am fully stubborn on this. I will continue to be productive in multiple areas of creativity because that is the whole of me. That is what I do. Now, having said that, as far as what platform, now there's so many social media platforms, and I'm not even on all of them. I'm only on a small handful, and I keep all of my accounts pretty tiny on top of that. I don't know anymore that it's that I don't know which one I have to go for. I know what I have to do now. Now it seems a lot more clear, and I really have to get these recipes out. Everything that I'm working on, it has to go out. Whatever I'm doing, it has to get published. But here's the thing. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with self-promotion. I'm not comfortable to say, it's hard. It's just hard. It's like, okay, here, I can't even say the word Patreon. All right. I have a Patreon page. I'm just putting it out there. There's nothing on it. And for a long time, I didn't even think I had anything worth putting on there. And now I do. I do think I have plenty of stuff to offer, but it's very hard for me. It's not on any of my social medias. I don't have it on there, and I want it to be, and I don't have my website yet together, and it needs to be. And I think the reason why I'm not charging ahead in some ways is because I'm really uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. I did a podcast. The podcast of things I suck at. It doesn't matter what the podcast is. But putting the podcast up on YouTube. And I did this before with a different podcast. And that was uncomfortable. And I can't even remember the title of that one. Just the act of putting my podcast up on YouTube feels weird because I think no one's going to listen to it. No one's going to listen to the podcast because it's a podcast. They're not going to be interested in that. They're not going to go to my podcast channel. And then I feel like, oh, I shouldn't be promoting that there. And that's uncomfortable. And that's uncomfortable. And don't say that you have a Patreon because that's uncomfortable. Patreon. Hey, you say it enough times, it doesn't sound like anything. And same with my blog too. Even when I want to promote a video, or even on sometimes on MeWe, even though I genuinely want to push this stuff out there, it makes me uncomfortable to do that self-promotion. And we have to do self-promotion. We have to. Other people can share our stuff for us, and that's great, but we have to. Now, when it comes to texting my girlfriends and saying, hey, I got a new video, I don't have a problem with that. Emailing friends to say, hey, I got a new video, or I got a new podcast, or, you know, listen to this podcast, that's different. That's fine. Friends and family, that's absolutely comfortable to me. But I wish I could be that comfortable out in the other part of it, too. I wish I could just be like, hey, Instagram, this is what I'm doing. This is my Patreon. Or, hey, MeWe, here you go. And I'm just not there yet. So I probably will get there, obviously, because I'm going to keep going at it. And I'm talking about it. And talking about it is enough on its own to sort of propel it forward even more. And I think that's it. I think that's all I wanted to say about that. And that was uncomfortable. This is uncomfortable. This podcast right here, completely uncomfortable. Did I mention I have a Patreon account? Oh my God, it's so stupid. All right, I don't have anything on there though. See, I gotta put it down too. It's like, yeah, I have it, but you know, don't go look at it. It's crap. So that's stupid. I can't do that either. That's just dumb. So today's motto is don't be dumb. That's what I'm gonna work on. I'm gonna work on promoting my stuff. And even though it feels uncomfortable and scary and people might not listen, I'm still gonna do it. And you know what else? I'm going to go back to toast. Some of you know I did a toast video in the air fryer. And what some of you probably don't know, I think only Tim knows this and maybe a couple girlfriends. I was really uncomfortable putting a toast, how to do air fry toast on YouTube. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get so much crap for this video. People are going to be like, why are you going to put toast in an air fryer? You can use a toaster. I don't know if that's how somebody who shall be nameless sounds. That's, you know who you are. And, but I just was like, don't, you know, even before that, I was like, don't put it up there. But I was like, forget it. I'm going to do it. I gotta push past what's uncomfortable, and it's uncomfortable, but it's a video, and this is how I make toast, and there you go. So you know what ended up happening? So I did get some crap for it. Like somebody said something about toast, but that was only one, I think one comment. But I got a toaster sent to my house, an actual toaster sent to my house for a video that I was like really uncomfortable putting out there. But that was ended up being funny. It's like, okay, here I was afraid of this stupid video, which by the way, it's really getting a lot of views. How to make toast in an air fryer. Oh God. And I got, now I have a toaster that I don't use and haven't opened. Thank you very much, Mr. You Know Who You Are. All right. So that was uncomfortable, but now it's not anymore. So I'm hoping that as I start to promote my stuff more, I'll feel better. I'll feel less uncomfortable. I'll keep doing it. And as far as right now in this minute, as far as this podcast goes, I don't know what my main platform is yet. Because I really love podcasting and I really love videos, but podcasting and videos are kind of the same, but they're kind of different. So I don't, and then I really love Instagram. Oh my God, so much. And then I'm not on there enough, which is so stupid. But again, I got to go back to not being dumb, not being stupid, promote my stuff, say Patreon 1,000 times. All right, I think I'm done. What am I at minute wise? I don't know. I think it feels like anyway, this is about the time that I stop. So if anyone is still listening, well, thank you very much for that. And I will talk to you guys later in the next podcast. This is Ivy the Happy West. Go to www.thehappywest.com or youtube.com/thehappywest. I'm on MeWe. I'm on Instagram. And I'm on email. So that's all from me. See you guys next time. Over and out.